Thank you. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. Glory to God.
We your children pray. Holy Spirit reign. Let your glory come down. Heaven's river flow. So the world will know that your glory's come down. We, your children, hunger for your presence. We are thirsty for the rain.
We're so glad.
glad that you came. Now we'll never be the same again.
Burning me, burning me, burning me, burning me.
You find yourself a prayer partner this morning. Say hallelujah. Say Jesus is good.
Thank you.
hope to all he brings who listen to the angels sing. New life, new hope to all he brings who listen to the angels sing. New life, new hope to all he brings who listen to the angels sing. Glory, glory, glory to the new born King. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's so holy, isn't he? Look at someone and tell them Merry Christmas to you. Do you know what Christmas means to you? Let's just worship the Lord with outstretched hands and a new song unto the Lord. Is there? Ask somebody if you know what Christmas is all about.
Adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't he good?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Give somebody a hug and we'll just go right on. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Isn't it good? Isn't it good? Look at that cute baby. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, you can celebrate Christmas all year long. Go to Isaiah chapter 9. Let's go there real quick. When you get it, say, I got it. Pray I still have it in here. Amen. All cell phones off, including mine. Amen.
I got it.
All right. Okay. Isaiah chapter 9. Chapter 9, verse 4. And a lot of people really don't understand what Christmas is all about, and really, all of it, what Jesus came to do. He came to save us from our sin. Everybody say that.
He came.
To save us
from our sins.
Look at somebody and say, then why are you so sinful? Tell somebody. Come on, everybody say, then why are you so sinful? He came to save us from our sins, but yet we all are so stuck in sin because we miss a lot of stuff. He didn't come just to make us sing Christmas songs. He had angels singing that sing better than us before he got here. Amen. He didn't come for you to get a new PlayStation or whatever else it is, but he came to save and deliver us from sin. And yet, with that salvation, if I say salvation. Now, deliver us from sin, does that mean deliver you just from acting stupid and immorality? Well, of course it means delivering us from immorality, sexual perversions and different things in our hang-ups and habits. Of course he's going to deliver us from that. But you know, there are a lot of stuff that might not be totally immoral, but there's still sin. And Jesus came to deliver us from that.
Amen.
There are a lot of people, you know what? Everybody say, he came. To deliver us from sin. Now, if you go to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 4. And see, there are a lot of people that didn't do anything all week long. They think because they didn't get drunk, get high, or run off with somebody that they hadn't been in sin. But if you haven't been fulfilling the will of God for your life, you're in sin. If you haven't been fulfilling the will of God or the destiny of God on your life, you're totally in sin, and you'll end up in some of those fruits of sin. Now, our actions, now the things, when you see people doing all kind of crazy stuff, addicted to drugs and weird stuff, well, that's the fruit of sin. That's not necessarily sin, but that is the fruit of sin. Everybody say the fruit of sin. And, you know, you can live outside of the governing power of the Holy Spirit and the governing power of God and get yourself in such a rut that you have to act like an animal just to survive. Come on.
Amen.
But Jesus came, somebody say hallelujah,
hallelujah,
to deliver us from sin. Now, if I were going to talk about Christmas, that's what I want to talk about just a bit today. I was just dealing with the Holy Spirit. And, you know, and as I was praying and meditating, I just felt the Lord say to my heart, people miss what he really came to do. They miss what he really came to do. And they really found out what he came to do or what he came to give us, everybody's life would be completely different. You wouldn't be worried about, you wouldn't be in so many lines. Amen. Worried about Christmas gifts. Now, thank God for Christmas gifts, but you wouldn't be stuck up in that stuff, or you wouldn't have people not speaking on the 26th because of what they got on the 25th. Because everybody's so desperate to get something because they don't know what they already have. Amen. Come on.
Amen.
Somebody say, when you found out, when you find out what Jesus gave you, you don't have to get anything from anybody else. Come on, am I helping anybody today?
Amen.
I'm trying to cheer you up. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
There are a whole lot of people waiting for what people can give them, but when you find out what Jesus has already given you, you don't have to get anything from anybody else because you can get it yourself. Somebody say, he came to deliver us from sin. And yet there are so many people still stuck in sin. Come on. And mad at God because their sin won't produce. There are so many people living in the gutter, amen, not listening to the governing of the Holy Spirit or any of these things, and yet their life gets totally screwed up. They go broke, come on, lose their mind, come on, get stuck with married to people that are no good, not good for them, come on, and they blame it on God like God did something. Say, so
you didn't open
your Christmas present. It'd be really tacky if I gave you something and you didn't open it up. So many of us got a Christmas present years and years ago before the fact. Come on. Before you were even born.
Amen.
Before you were even born, you got a Christmas present that you never really opened. Say, he came to deliver us from sin. So many people are missing. It says, for thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppression, as in the day of Midian. Now we want to skip on down. Everybody say, broken the yoke of his burden. That's what Christmas is all about. And that's what the Holy Spirit wants me to share to somebody today. That I want you to relate the good life to Christmas. Okay, now Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called. Somebody say, his name shall be called. Wonderful. Now, before he's a mighty, before mighty God and everlasting Father and Prince of Peace, what's the first thing they call him?
Wonderful.
Wonderful Counselor. And there are a lot of people that miss that about God. They're waiting for him to be the mighty one of Israel, the Prince of Peace. Bring some peace to this situation when he wants to come to us as the Wonderful Counselor. If you'll allow him to be the Wonderful Counselor in your life, amen, you'll find him to be the mighty one of Israel. You'll find him, somebody say praise the Lord today, to be the Prince of Peace and King of Kings. That's what you got for Christmas. You got a wonderful counselor that knows the way out. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now we read on a little bit and it says, of the increase of his government and peace there shall and of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord, some say the zeal of the Lord of hosts, will perform this. The Lord sent a word into Jacob, and I have lightened upon Israel. Some say a word and light. Say a word and light. And that word and light is life. That word and light is Christ. That word and light is your hope. That word and light is your Christmas present. And it's everything that you need. Go to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, verse 10. You know what? Before, how many know that God's been around for a long time? Come on. How many of you know God's been around for a real long time? Amen. And what it says, in the beginning was the what? And how long was the beginning from the time that he even said that? For a long time, I mean, the heavens had the Word. For a long time, there was just God and the Word. And there are a lot of people that get upset when the only thing they got going on in their life is a Word. Come on. There are a lot of people that want to see manifestation things, but it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And you need to honor that. In Luke chapter, where did I tell? Did I tell you all to go to 2? 2:10. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for I bring to you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, somebody say a Savior. Which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothing, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, everybody say, glory to God. Just shut that door. In the highest, peace on earth, goodwill toward man. That's Christmas. That's Christmas. Right there is Christmas. It says, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill toward men. And I want you to circle goodwill toward men. I want you to circle that part in your Bible, goodwill toward men, meaning good desire toward men. Jesus came to show us. Now, notice that it said he will be a wonderful counselor. He came to help us get out of where we are and get to where we should be. And so many people, he didn't just come to deliver us from hell, even though he did. He came to do so much more than that. He came to restore us to the Father. Amen? And to save us completely. Now, when we look at that word salvation, everybody say salvation.
Salvation.
Now, that's wholeness. That word salvation is also wholeness, complete salvation. Healing in our mind, healing in our body, healing in our emotions, healing, fixing everything that was broken. Kind of like that word peace, shalom, is a part of salvation. Nothing broken and nothing missing. Jesus saw so many broken people that were missing things. There were a lot of people missing some screws upstairs. Come on. Everybody say, nothing broken and nothing missing. And if we could get past all of the little materialistic things and get straight to the point of the issue, amen, Jesus came to do more, amen, than to deliver us from hell. That was easy. You didn't have anything to do with that. You just accepted and you got out of hell. But he came to put us together again. And that's what we need to talk about. Amen. That's what we need to talk about, this Christ that came, this babe that came to show us a better way to live. He came as a wonderful counselor because he saw us living any kind of way, acting any kind of way, treating people any kind of way. But he came down here in the flesh and demonstrated to us in 33 years how we could live and get everything we'd ever need. Say, unto us, a son is given a wonderful counselor example of a better life. He said, behold, I bring to you good tidings of great joy. Some say good joy. You'll find it. And if we would just look unto Jesus this year, this child that came, the baby grew up, people. The baby grew. If we would just look at the life of Christ, this example that came to us, I know he came to die and to shed his blood and to redeem us. We know that. And to die on the cross. So say, oh, but so much more. So much more. so much more. Of course you got the stuff. Of course you got it. Why would I, you know, now I could tell you all these things, you know, there are a lot of things you get that can do a whole lot more than you think it can do. But I believe you, this year, Jesus wants to demonstrate himself as so much more. More than just a, you know, more than, you know, when people can do any, live any kind of way, act any kind of way, and then on their dying bed say, Lord, forgive me and get in. And they get in. But you told Jesus to forgive you from your sins a long time ago. Shouldn't you get a little bit more out of it than that? You need to get this so much more. If we would get this gift that God gave us, he will demonstrate to us and he will lead us into a better and more quality life if we would listen to him. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 8, verse 1. Let's go there. Luke chapter 8, verse 1 says this, and it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village preaching and showing. Someone say preaching and showing. Preaching and showing. We had nothing to do with his dying. How many days did he go through Passion? How many days was the Passion? Does anybody know, some of you biblical scholars? Wasn't any more than a week. That means he could have come and died in 7 days. He didn't have to go through a whole bunch of stuff. Him just being born, they could have took him out as a little baby. But why did it take 30 years or 33 years for, you know, for him to die? You know why? Because he had to do some other things. He had to show us some other things, and he had to tell us some other things. Our sensing of what, our listening to what he said doesn't get us into heaven. His blood does. But our listening to what he says gets us to where we need to be here. So he came, amen, and it came to pass that afterward he went throughout every city and village preaching, so say preaching. And showing. Preaching and showing. God wants to talk to you. We had 30 years of him talking to us, of him teaching us the Beatitudes. Of we looking at him, he showed us good tidings. The good tidings is how he felt about us and how he wanted everybody else to live. He always said he wanted people to have better. He told that one guy that was going to go into decrease, when the guy came to the rich young ruler, and he said, I want you to sell everything you have and give it to the poor. And that guy had problems with that because he thought that God was trying to wipe him out and lessen where he was. But Jesus said if he would only listen to me and done it, he would have had so much more, not only in the life to come, but also in this life. Amen. Everywhere Jesus went, it said he went about everywhere doing good. Doing good. Somebody say preaching. And showing. Good tidings. Preaching and demonstrating good tidings. Preaching, and if he were here today, which he is, through the power of the Holy Ghost, that's why we sang, amen. But if he were here in physical body today, if we got to spend a week with him, you know what he'd be doing? He'd be preaching to us and showing us how to have a better life and how to make things better. No one ever got to Jesus, amen, where he didn't improve something. Or set them free from something that was messed up. That woman at the well, her life was messed up. She was with a whole bunch of sorry, no good men that she needed to be set free from. He wasn't just setting her free because her sin sickened him, which it did. Amen. We know that God can't be sick, but God doesn't like sin. Amen. But he wanted her to have a better life. The reason for it was he said, come unto me and I'll give you water. Amen. And you'll never thirst again. Why are you digging in this mess, amen, when you can have the best? Some say showing. The better way. But so many people never get the better way because they never get the counsel of God. If you just sit back and listen and obey, God will make things better for you. He came to give us a better life. This is what I'm not crazy, but this is what I hear from the Spirit, and I'm trying to communicate it to you as best I can. So I pray, and you say, Lord, it's Christmas time. What do I tell him? He said, I came to give him so much more than they could ever imagine. Some of you are entering in new phases of your life. Things are going on in your life where you're stepping out there. It's God. It's God working in you to perform his good pleasure. And we know what gives God pleasure. And what's that? The prosperity of his people. Amen. He went about the village preaching and showing the glad tidings. Everybody say glad tidings. Of the kingdom of God. Glad tidings of the kingdom of God is what Christmas is all about. He came down to tell you and show you for himself. He came down to tell you and show you for himself. Everybody say righteousness,
righteousness,
peace,
peace,
and joy,
and joy
in the Holy Ghost.
In the Holy Ghost.
Righteousness, doing the right thing, following the Holy Ghost, not being discouraged, sticking to what God told you to stick to, sticking to the promise. Friday night, we had a good time. We just talked about Friday night, the Valley of the Dry Bones, and what we thought was amazing is that the guy actually talked the dry bones. And he talked into the wind. He talked into the dry bones and to the wind. And in his obedience, God made something happen. Righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. He is all of our righteousness. He came, if we would look at this man that came or this child that came and grew up and study his life, study his character. How did he talk? How did he walk? Come on. Everybody can act like a baby. I think that's why most people get into Christianity during Christmas time. Because babies can't talk. They just cry in a manger. When that child gets old and grows up and starts to run his mouth, starts to correct us, amen, it's a different story. Everybody say the baby grew up. And taught us, told us, and demonstrated to us a new life. And that is what Christmas is all about. That is what Christmas is all about. It's not just about a child coming, even though the child came, but the child grew up with a message and with a word that can change your life. If you never listened to what was in the package, and what was in the package was the message. The package was the child, amen, but the message was your good news. And if you never open it up, somebody say, open it up. And listen. Don't mean it won't do anything for you. Come on. Anybody understand what I'm talking about today? I'm sensing the Holy Spirit this morning. I'm sensing the Holy Spirit this morning. It's so sad people claim Christ and they got him still stuck up under a tree someplace. We can open it up and find out what his heart is, and if we figure out what his heart is on situations, it would make things better. My life is so screwed up, it's so messed up, I'm just mad. When they got that example of Christ, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus say? Everybody say, more than a song,
more than a Christmas tree.
The package was the child, amen, but inside that package was how we are to live. Some say, wonderful,
wonderful.
Counselor. He'll walk with us, he'll talk with us, he'll lead us, he'll guide us. If we'll allow him to do that, he will improve things.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If things aren't getting better, I doubt that he's there. Or maybe he's still in a box. But when you get him outside of the box, things will improve. Hallelujah. Y'all enjoy that this morning?
Amen.
For unto us a son is given. Amen. A child is born and a son is given. Say, I got something. We have something in Christ Jesus. Do something with it. Say, God is with us. Emmanuel. Everybody say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
God is with us. He won't leave us alone. All year long, he'll be with you. And if you let him be the wonderful counsel that he is to be, he'll work out your situation.
Amen.
Why don't you stand up right where you are? Hallelujah. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Father, we thank you for fellowship. We thank you for friends. We thank you for love, and we thank you for Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that you're revealing to our hearts that this year you're going to reveal yourself as the wonderful counselor. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to help us, Lord. You're going to walk with us, and you're going to talk with us, Father.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for delivering us. Thank you for setting us free. Father, every crooked path, make it straight. Let every mountain be removed right now in Jesus' name. Any bondage, any yoke, any burden, Father God, any hindrance, remove it right now in the name of Jesus. But Lord, we know that you only do those things when people listen to you and obey you. Lord, we know that when we hear you and we obey you, there's nothing that's too hard for you and you'll do anything, God. But when we get into disbelief and distrust and disobedience, Lord, even you're hindered. For there were towns that you went and said you couldn't there do any mighty work but save a few folk. But Lord, we want you to do much more than that in our lives. Baby Jesus, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. And we say, speak to our hearts. Teach us how to open the package of the word that's within you and apply it to our lives and make things better even now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We get to be here tonight. Somebody say amen. Oh, amen. Brother Jesse, we're on you. Amen. Thank God for Sister Bell pointing them out. She said, please get some help. Somebody, hallelujah.
Praise God. Came to make things better. Well, let's say that. He came to make things better. Yes. However good you can do it by yourself, you can do it a lot better with his help.
Amen.
Why waste the most precious thing that you have? Amen. Why do that? He came to make things better. He came to put your life back together. That's a good message. Amen?
Yes.
Whether you think you've got it together or not, he knows you, he put you together, and he can put you back together. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't that good news?
Amen.
Right. He's our wonderful counselor. He's there with us. He'll lead you and guide you into all truth. Amen? You have a comforter living in the inside of you. As long as you listen, amen, don't shut up that voice. Don't turn it off. It may not always say what you want to hear, but it says what you need to hear. And if you obey it, he knows you better than you know yourself. Amen? That's good news. Well, why don't you lift your offerings up to the Lord and just worship him with it? What are we doing? Why am I giving this money? Because he's put my life together.
Amen.
Amen. I can't afford to do this right now, but he's put my finances back together.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you this morning. We thank you, Father, for coming and giving your life to us. We thank you for the example that you set for us. We thank you for giving your spirit to us and guiding us, Father. We thank you that you are in fellowship with us, that we're not separated from you, but we have a covenant with you. We have direct connection to you. And you've never left us. You've never forsaken us, even in our worst day. You've always been there, walking with us, guiding us and helping us, protecting us, Father. I thank you, Father, for your divine intervention in our life. And I thank you for every sower here this morning that's giving in faith. They may have it to give. They may feel they don't have it to give. I thank you that you are with them and you are helping them. And if they'll listen to you, you'll guide them to the path of prosperity. You haven't selected that for just a few, but you've made it available to all who are partakers of your covenant. So, Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for your blessing on our lives, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, you can sow.